Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 146. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate and Sean. Sean and Nate, how are you?
You want to go first? Then.
See how I crossed Seanathan. It up? You weren't sure who should go first, right?
Yeah. Seanathan. Yeah. I get called that at work. Did you know that?
Really?
They call you Seanathan?
Sometimes.
I thought that was just a Nate.
Yeah, Nate-ism. I'm supposed to be the boss, and they call me Seanathan. No, I'm just kidding.
Among other things. Is that? Yeah. You doing all right, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nate? Yeah. Good?
Doing good.
Yeah. You're a little wound up, I can tell.
Too. Well, I actually had a
Did you get sleep?
Decent day. No, I had an abundance of lack of sleep.
Heck,
nice.
No.
Nice.
that's probably why I'm juiced up. I'm running on adrenaline right now.
Yeah.
So. Running on empty?
Yeah.
Running on empty.
Running on.
Good. And Sean, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm here.
You're always wound up.
I'm good. I'm
on this fine Thursday.
Normalis. Yeah, we are recording on a Thursday since I took my boy to a Pacers game for his birthday. Of course, his favorite player, LaMelo Ball, that was the whole reason we bought tickets.
Aha.
He had gotten hurt about 3-4 weeks ago. He keeps re-injuring
Ball,
his ankle.
That is your real name.
I know. Re-injuring his ankle. And so we were hoping he would be back by now, and he's not. But we still had a good time. He took his buddy Matthew, and there's a few Kentucky players on the Hornets, and then of course Pacers.
Won.
So yeah,
they won big time.
It was a great game. First half, it was close.
What was it 140s to 110s?
144 to like 113.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, And I was surprised because I'm like a Wednesday night, and it's not a big game. I'm like, there's probably won't be anybody here. It was pretty packed.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I think maybe people want to get out for the crew. I don't know, just to
get out of the house a little bit.
Seriously,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Weather wasn't too bad. Just a little chilly. But so we are recording on a Thursday. So
good for us.
Yeah. And we might be doing another Thursday next week. Not that the creepies really
that's
care.
What we're yeah,
they're like, just give us our content on Wednesdays. All
right. You drop it on Wednesday, right?
Yeah. So what is today? The 21st?
Right? Yes, right.
So we are 4 days.
Officially winter, right?
Yeah. So by the time this kicks or comes on the airwaves next week, it'll be 2 days past Christmas, so Merry Christmas to everybody. Well, I'll say a Merry belated Christmas.
That's right.
By the time they listen to this.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're always slightly kind of behind in our...
well, and it's good that the kids, they had their last day of school today.
But we're ahead. Does that make sense? Kind of.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, right.
probably
as a recording artist here.
Yeah, we're ahead and we're behind, yeah. But yeah, the kids start their Christmas break. I'll have Tuesday and Wednesday off next week. I mean, I'll have Monday too, but that's Christmas. That's... to be expected, so I am looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
A nice 5 day weekend. Even though I'll still have some work, but
how many days did you get up?
Less. Those are my last day and a half. I literally that's how I do it. My last 2 or 3 days, whatever I got left,
I dive into it
for Christmas, and then I'm done. I don't let them. I don't waste them.
Good
because
for you.
We don't get to roll them over.
They don't roll over.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sick days either. We take them or lose them. So.
That's weird.
Nate had a big sigh there. Like,
well,
that sucks.
Well, no,
they don't roll over. It's like it's not like a huge corporation.
I know.
All you have to do is have one person go. Oh yeah, you can use those next year.
I know.
Right, yeah, just, come on, Tori.
I know.
Have a heart.
Honestly, I was thinking about that in the Sonic drive-thru tonight.
Is it really
like,
that hard?
I'm getting chipped every year.
Of all the big decisions, that one's probably not the biggest one. I know.
That's all right. It's a good time to take off that time off, though, right?
It is.
I said that's a lot of words to
get
that. That was lots of words. But you got my point.
I got
right?
lots of words for a little point.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
I speak Shawnese.
Very professorial.
No, professorial.
Who knows what I'm talking about over
here. I understand. Well, that's good. We're glad the creepies are joining us. And again, merry belated Christmas by the time you listen to this. Okay.
Heck, we'll be into the new year probably.
Hope you got everything you wished
close
for.
To. Yeah.
And if you didn't, try harder.
Be nicer. How about that?
Be nicer and try harder.
Be nice.
That was Sean and Nate. I got the dad joke of the show.
Oh, boy.
How about this?
Chapstick.
No.
No chapstick.
Nope. No horse and chapstick. This is, again, this is the second joke. I had given the one from Dan, our volunteer from
Dan
church.
The man.
Dan the man.
Right.
Yeah, the one about the custodial, the mirrors, the girls. Yeah.
I love their, honestly, yeah. That made me laugh out loud.
So here's funny. Another joke he sent me. And so, yeah, he's been providing me some dad jokes. Okay, so this one's not as long, but it says, my brother took going to jail really poorly. He refused food and drinks. He spat and swore at anyone who came near him, and he started throwing things everywhere. After that, we never played Monopoly again. So, there yeah, you go.
That's how it usually ends up with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
Board so there gets flipped.
Oh, yeah. It gets ugly. It gets ugly.
I have to laugh because there was a nurse, and she's a really great nurse. I will not mention names in this story because it is funny, though. You guys okay. Like this. So she came over and was talking to one of the therapists and I, and behind, like, we have, since COVID, they put up, like, the windows and all this, or the, whatever, it's not glass, but fiberglass,
shields.
Basically fiberglass or whatever the heck it is, to keep everybody safe, you know. And so she came back there, and she's like, just talk to me, make it look like we're actually having a conversation. And I'm like, oh, I know how to do this, you know. So I'm like, well, you know, we're just looking all really into what we're talking about. She goes, I'm trying to hide from this patient's family member. They're really upset with me right now, and actually they're really upset with the doctor. But she's just standing there trying to wait for this person to go away. And I said, well, do you have a good joke or something, you know, like to fill the time here while we're sitting here fake talking? And she goes, she looks at me serious as a heart attack. She goes, this place. And I go, right? And I go, and again, no names. I said, well, that has a punchline. I go, that's got a story and a punchline all at once. Yeah, but I thought that she did not skip a beat, though. She goes, this place. I was like, oh. But to be fair, she was dealing with a difficult situation. So she's funny, though. I do love her. But she will remain nameless because if she hears that,
yeah,
like,
we don't want to get
Sean, but it was funny. Oh, my gosh.
We don't want the show to be responsible for anybody losing their job.
It just makes me laugh.
In trouble.
Have you ever had somebody do that? Let's come up to you and like, I really don't want to, like, I'm just trying to hide from this person, but pretend like we're having a conversation. Like, I kind of love that.
And I always think about that when you're watching a movie or a show.
Quick,
and, like,
make
people
out
are
with
in the
me.
Background. That is good.
I don't think awesome. My wife will appreciate this.
It's only acting. It's only pretending.
But it's all
man,
for the cause. But it's
man.
All for the cause, man.
Well, but you think about, like, in the background when, like, okay, you've got you're watching the scene of a movie or show, and then in the background, like, you got the main actors, and then other people are supposed to be interacting, talking. I wonder. Yeah. What are they talking about? Like, what are they saying to
God only knows.
Yeah. So
a lot of time, they're not making any noise.
I just wonder if they're just...
It's kind of like me over
mouthing
here.
Mouthing. No, Sean makes a lot of noise.
Well, that's right. It didn't make a lot of sense.
Hurry, kiss me. Yeah, that's funny.
So while we're on funny topics, I got...
Oh, boy.
I got Rachel laughing the other day. I found a picture online. I sent it to her. It's the aisleway... of Oreo cookies at, like, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
It said, decisions were made today, and there's 2 5-pound dumbbells on the shelf, and then Oreo cookies
oh,
gone.
Oh, God.
She's like, that's totally me.
Most people, actually.
That's funny.
I don't need these whites, but I do need the Oreos.
Oh, man, that sounds good right now. Good, thanks a lot, Nate.
Need some milk?
I probably have some.
Oh, man. And I like the double stuff. I like the regular, normal, but double stuff.
Mm-hmm. She goes back
and forth.
Give
me that cream. Give me that icing.
We can remedy that real fast. We'll just turn this off real quick. and we're back.
We're going to take a break, creepies.
So I like Chips Ahoy, though.
Mm. Oh, I like Chips
Ahoy. I like Oreos.
Oreos are
the big
my
chunky,
favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had some today, actually. I had a little package of the small ones. Chips Ahoy. Yeah. I said, Chips
count.
Ahoy.
Mm. They're so small, they don't count.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's right. That's true. That's how you have to look at it, Nate.
Girl I work with, Megan, she had baked cookies for Christmas, and she baked tons of them. She said, the direction said I would make this many cookies, and it made like double or triple. And she's like, or quadruple. I don't know what it was. But she said, what am I going to do with all these cookies? And she's like, I'll take them to work. And I'm like, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I would sit there. I ate way too many of them. And I told her, I go, I'm not going to make direct eye contact with them because I'm going to keep eating them. And she's like, well, that's the point. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but you don't understand. Like, I don't need to sit here and keep eating these things. But I did. And I told her, I said, they were almost gone at the end of the day yesterday. And I told her, I said, I made a mistake. And she goes, oh my gosh, Sean, what'd you do? And I go, I made direct eye contact with those cookies again.
Mm. It's tough.
Yeah, cool. Our salesman for one of the rental companies, he checks in once a week. Mm-hmm. Always brings like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, anything like that. And brings it in our office and puts it down. It's like, yep, I'm going to have to eat those.
Right?
Yep.
Way to go.
You can't let things waste.
No.
You
know, no. Waste not want not, right?
Waste not
I mean,
want,
he spent the time to bring them to us. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah, it's, mm-hmm. it's, you have to. Mm-hmm. So, Sean.
Yes.
Let's move on. What do you got for us?
Moving on.
It's your turn.
Oh, we're not doing shout-outs yet. I'm sorry. I started to read my shout-outs. Okay, how about the first part of the announcements?
Yeah, no, we're not doing shout-outs yet.
Okay, I get so excited. I say this often. We say this all the time. But we come here for the fun.
And you know you say that often and all the time. You say that.
I do. I know. Yeah, and they get this is getting like a mind bender now. Yeah. But we come here for the fun, the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy. But the most important thing we can do when we come together here is make the awareness for the mental health community that we are building. We want you to always get help out there. So call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis mm-hmm. that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about. I do try to get a little bit creative there at the beginning, and I just like slide right. My needle just goes right back into the old same old groove.
And don't make eye contact with the cookies.
That's right. That is right.
That's right. So make sure you're getting help, especially this time of year.
That is great.
It can be very depressing. It's darker outside. Ugh. But you know what? It's going to be spring soon. We're only 3 months away.
Spring.
Start lightening up here. Lightning? Lighting
lightning?
Up. Something like that. Whatever. I can't find
lightning
words.
And the thunder.
We want our creepies healthy.
Right.
You gotta get healthy. Gotta do what you need to do. Reach out to the group. We got a good group.
We need you.
We love our group.
We need everybody to be at the pinnacle of health, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And creepiness.
Sad things go on. And we had a long-time church member. He was 80. And my wife used to go on CIY trips with his daughters, like middle school, high school. And the Phyllis, the mom, used to always make these awesome cinnamon muffin or cinnamon the heck am I trying to think of
toast
no, no you know cinnamon rolls
Jeez,
I cannot find my word anyway and so when I found out he had passed he had been ill for a couple of weeks, got a lung infection and it took him but it made her sad because she just she remembered growing up going to school with their kids and then going on those trips and Phyllis the wife making those cinnamon rolls and all that. But it's like, you just feel bad. Like, oh man, great timing. I mean, it's never good when a parent or a sibling or a friend dies, but like, oh man, a week before Christmas, you know? Yeah. So yeah. So it can be a rough time.
That's right.
Definitely a rough time. So reach out to the group. I do. I really love our group. They're funny. They're funny people. And they're loving, and they'll say a prayer or send a good thought to your.
I thought you meant they were funny looking, but okay.
No, they are funny and clever, but nice people.
Yeah,
good people,
that's right.
In our group, and they'll just reach out, or if you need to post anonymously, do that too. You know, if you need a prayer, good vibe,
rally around each other.
That's right.
That is true.
And a lot of times when I post something, I'm actually doing it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I need it. Yeah. So now, Sean, we're to the shout-outs. I'll let you, since you're like wound up and bursting over there.
Well, I'm almost as wound up as Nate tonight.
As Doc Holliday said on Tombstone, he goes, "About ready to bust."
All right, I am about ready to burst. I got several too. So watch out.
Sean, go ahead.
First one I want to give out is Brian Jackson, Dr. Jackson. I saw him last night.
Dr. Jackson, I've
heard his
name.
A lot of pub. But he said, number one, he said, tell you guys hi. Mm-hmm. And sure. He said, I have to tell you, the last several episodes, I mean, he listened to every single thing we put out there.
Absolute crap.
He said it was absolute garbage. Please stop.
Yeah.
No, he said,
torturing my ear.
He said, I have to tell you.
He wants to stab his ear.
It's been really, really good.
Oh,
and
thank
so
you.
I was like, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So anyway. So,
there's yeah. one person.
And he did need to borrow money from me. So.
Yeah, no, right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah,
just
exactly.
kidding.
It's
yeah,
taken no, almost 3 years, but we're starting to come into our own.
We're finding our groove, Nate. Finding our groove.
How the emperor got his groove back.
Oh, real quick, not to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But here, so at the church I work at, they don't do a choir anymore. That was disbanded, so they just have a band, mm-hmm. contemporary band. And Dan, he was taking me to get my car the other day. He was like, I went into the choir room and kind of got sad because he was in the choir, and I said, oh yeah, and he goes, man, we used to have our robes up there and our books with the, you know, the hymns and all that. And I said, well, I missed saying something to the choir director, Todd Dillon. I used to say, I said, Todd, I mean, you guys are sounding really good. I said, about mid-May, you really hit your stride. He goes, that's about when we end. I go, I know. That's about when you hit. Yeah.
Bazanga. Oh,
you really yeah. have it locked in.
Yeah, I say, really hitting it. I mean, funny. You're really. Yeah. And Dan was like, oh, thanks. I go, no, I mean that. Really. I mean. All right, go ahead. I just had to say.
My next one is you.
Me?
And I
get a shout out, Nate.
I put Todd Wart.
Todd Wart.
Todd Wart. Todd gave
my old boss used to call me Todd Ward.
Yeah,
that's funny. So that's close.
Todd gave me some fun stuff for Christmas, so I love him. Quote from the Raven, from Macbeth, and then from Dracula, some sayings. I love them.
Yeah, sorry, they're not framed. But
no, that's fine. It gives me something to do. I'll cobble a frame together. Yeah.
Right? Well, I figured you put it in your house or here. Or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make a little paper airplanes and throw them at you.
No, I'm trying to frolic.
Heck no.
I'll work off of that shout out. And Todd also got me a gift. And it's a Friday the 13th little framed, it almost looks like a clock, but it has Jason guitar picks all around it.
Yeah, sorry, that's right. It came like
that. What'd you say? For $700? No, really cool.
$700.
It's that's a steal.
No, seriously, I almost wore two. I actually was looking for Michael Myers, and I couldn't find one from me.
Really?
That's
surprising.
I know. Anyway.
I love this.
So, hey, but you're welcome, both of you. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
Merry Christmas.
The next one I have, and I have about six more.
Oh, you do have a lot.
I really do.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
This is for Adam Redman. So,
who's this guy again?
This guy is just some guy out there. No, he just started listening to our podcast. He is, so his daughter, Allie, is Claire's best friend.
Oh, okay.
So they are tied at the hip, truly. They're at each other's houses all the time. They love each other. And Allie's like an adopted daughter to us. But she told me tonight when I got home, she can't use
her as a tax deduction.
Spend the night. Right? Exactly. Spend the night. And she came up and she said, hey, my dad started listening to you guys' podcast. And I said, oh, tell Adam that's awesome. We really appreciate that. And he listened to our most recent one. And she said he listened to it all the way home, all the way back.
Would have been the Jim Harold.
And yeah, I think so, yes. And so I said, well, that's cool. She said, he's going to start from the first one. I said, oh, please don't. maybe start from the second or third one.
The first 7 minutes.
He's talking
from outside. Yeah.
I said, they get better incrementally. Let's
They
be
do
honest.
Get better.
This is true. Especially when Nate comes
yes,
in.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
That was
a So thank you. And I said, hey, I'll give you a shout out tonight if you want. And he said, he goes, what does that entail? And I said, oh, I'm just going to give out your personal information, social security, you know,
right. more address,
major credit card, or major credit mm-hmm. cards.
Phone number.
But he laughed. He's like, yeah, you can give me a shout out. And Allie, I told her, I said, I'll inadvertently give you a shout out. And she goes, like, she's embarrassed, you know, it's just like Claire. Like,
she should be.
No, oh, please don't. Like, but here I have already done it. So
yeah, thanks, Adam. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So
I always like to hear a new listener, new creepy.
That's right. New so, creepy. Yeah,
is he going to join the Facebook group?
He better. He's going to be honored to be a creepy. Right?
That's
be like,
what makes.
I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah. As Doc Holliday said, my hypocrisy goes only so far.
He told Allie.
Nate's having a blast over there. He's finding guitar picks.
he said he told Allie, I guess, when he started the episode, it came into our intro and the music and everything, and he's like, man, that's scary. He's like, I'm going to have to lock the door just for that.
Darn right, it's scary.
Heck yeah.
Hey.
The other thing I wanted to say was a shout out, and I'm not going to give a lot of details, but our neighborhood We had a couple of different tragedies around the corner. There was a house that was basically destroyed, and they lost everything, you know, just before Christmas. So God bless them. Everybody made it out okay, so that was a good thing. And then the next couple days later, we had somebody got broken into, and there was basically ended up being a murder suicide in our.
It was in your neighborhood.
It was in our neighborhood.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So we had a prayer vigil the other night. And they said, hey, anybody wants to meet, let's just pray. You know, we've had a rough couple of years. These couple things have happened. Let's just, and I was like, man, maybe we need to start doing this. But basically took some lanterns and took them to both of the homes. And
it's awful.
And it's just terrible. But yeah, I thought the prayer vigil was a really nice touch. Some people spoke and prayed, and it was nice. It was freezing cold, but it was just nice to see, you know, everybody coming together and really trying to support each other. They said, maybe we just need to wrap each other's arms around each other and just pray and, you know, just love each other through this. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I had not heard about that until we got home. We were sitting at the dinner table, and then it was the same day that we found out our church deacon had passed.
Yeah.
Amy was bummed about that. And then she's like, well, and then there's the murder-suicide. What?
Jenna texted me, and I was like,
Elijah heard about it because his buddy he's played baseball with. And yeah. Cousins to Amy, anyway, but it's they live in your neighborhood then. Because he goes, I go, how'd you hear about it? He goes, I won't mention the kid's name. He's like, so and so told me. He goes, it's in his neighborhood. I go, oh man, I didn't know that. You know, anyway,
that's a big shock.
I didn't know they lived where you did, but
yeah,
sad, very sad. Yeah.
So I'm not gonna end on a sad note. This is my last one. This is my last one.
Jeez.
So
you're not gonna.
A couple people I work with, we were having this discussion. They said, you're gonna have to mention this on your podcast. And I said, I'm recording tonight, so I'm gonna do it. it's Abby. Kelsey and Matt. These are three people I work with. And we were talking about the saying, scared the Dickens out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I just instinctively said, well, it probably comes from Charles Dickens. And they're like,
Dickens is the devil.
We got it. Okay. So you're smarter than I am. And so we looked it up because we're like, well, yeah, that probably is where it comes from. So it said, so you're correct. This is one of several phrases using Dickens as a euphemism for the devil, such as what the Dickens, where the Dickens you are, since it can be traced back to Shakespearean, the Merry Wives of Windsor. It has nothing to do with Charles Dickens.
No.
How about that? Well, you knew it then, but yes, I didn't. None of us did. And we're like, huh, I wonder. Well, they're like, well, this is true.
Most people don't. I've known it for about five, 6 years, 7 years, 8, maybe 10, maybe a decade.
But we all were like, I was like, oh, it's probably Charles Dickens, but I'm like,
it is the devil. It is.
A euphemism for the devil.
That's when they say, oh, you little Dickens. They're saying, oh, you little devil. That's, yeah. So, anyway. Wait, are you calling us the Dickens? I think he's trying to call us. That's why he's trying to slip in, Nate. He's trying to call us the Dickens.
I was hoping you didn't know and I could teach you something, but apparently not.
Dan, his wife, Maul, you know, who passed away last year. I would call her my little Dickens. I'd say, oh, my little Dickens.
Yeah. You little Dickens.
Good shout outs.
Thank you. That was a ton. Sorry.
No.
I was making up for a lot of lost time.
That's what this segment's for. Okay. Nate, any shout outs? Yes. Continue your streak of shout outs.
I'm back on my streak of no shout outs.
No, okay. That's good. Came in strong with that too. My streak of no shout outs.
Yeah.
Okay. And me, I don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
No shout outs.
I get caught up in Groundhog's Day. So it's just same thing over and over and over and over.
And over.
Oh, you know what? No, I do have a shout out. I do have a shout out. Shout out to Jerry and Tracy Pauly.
For being awesome.
That's
a given.
Yeah, it's a given. They are moving, they said, hopefully at the end of January, to Daytona Beach. So moving from Lexington, God's country, to Florida. That's all right. I am so happy for them because they have had a hell of a year. I'm going to say that. And it's been awful. With Ninja passing and then him having heart problems and he flatlined and she's had heart problems and she fell and broke her wrist. So that is going to be a nice, fresh start for them. Mm-hmm. Be somewhere warmer, and they won't have to worry about mowing or snow removal, and so it'll be taken care of for them. And then they'll be on a one-story house, condo, whatever. I don't know what they're exactly moving into, but they won't have to navigate stairs and all that. So I'm glad that they're doing that. I'm glad they're taking the chance and moving. And wish they weren't moving so far, but good for them, though. Yeah. So shout out to the Paulies. We love them.
We do love them. They're awesome.
Yeah. They're
very deserving.
They've had a rough 2023. Yeah. So, happy for them, and I'll pray that their move goes well and they get acclimated and all that. So, cause that's tough because they're leaving family and, mm-hmm. you know, like kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
But ultimately, I mean, you got to look at your health and,
yep.
you know, quality of life too. So
yeah, because they're still young. I mean, mm-hmm. they're in their just mid 50s. So that's, they got a long life. And so they got to, might as well take care of it now. So wait until they're in their 70s and 80s. That, yeah. So I'm glad they're doing it. I love that they're made the decision and sticking with it. Mm-hmm. So good for them. So shout out to Jerry and Tracy, Polly. And yeah, I know our creepies have heard their names mentioned many times, but they are the co-host of Hillbilly Horror Stories. So anyway, that's my shout out. Sean, I had to figure out what's next here. Back to you. What are we going to talk about for this episode?
Well, first of all, this is from your brain.
That is my brain. Scary, but it is.
It is the...
Ooh, I hear a little static there. That's all right. Go ahead.
It is Dogman. Dogman sightings.
No. I don't know why I did that. So as our creepies know, most of them, I'm not a big cryptid guy. Mm-hmm. However, Dogman is one that I found that is interesting to me. So I like the Dogman cryptid. So
who's a good boy?
He's a good boy. Come here. Wait a minute. You're 8 feet tall. So you have a little foundation on the Dogman?
I do. Well, the hard thing about the Dogman, well, it's not the book series, by the way, because William and his friend tonight were like,
no,
you guys are talking about the Dogman? I'm like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And they're like, you mean the book series? No, I do not mean the book series.
I didn't know there was a book series until when I was doing
research. Yeah, and you're like, I don't want that.
What is this book? Yeah, so.
Well, the original, I mean, because there's a lot of Dogman sightings, so we're going to go through them.
Difference,
but the original Dogman, as far as I know, unless you guys know something that goes further back, but is the Michigan Dogman. So, and it is folklore. The Michigan Dogman was a creature allegedly witnessed in 1887 in Wexford County, Michigan. It was described as a 7 foot tall, blue eyed or amber eyed bipedal canine like animal with the torso of a man and a fearsome howl that sounds like a human scream. But then there are countless number of Dogman sightings and stories all around, mm-hmm. Not just in Michigan, but Michigan's obviously one of the most famous, and it is also one of the oldest.
Exactly. So the first time I heard about the Dogman was a few years ago, and Linda Godfrey, she is an author, she was writing about the Beast of Bray Road, B-R-A-Y, a legend of the Dogman in Wisconsin. So that really took off. So these Dogman sightings, it's kind of like when we talked about black-eyed kids,
mm-hmm.
how they've been around or they might have started, you know, decades ago, but what was it, 98 or so, that one guy that had the interaction. So this, like, that's when it really got popular. Same thing with Linda Godfrey. The legend and this creature might have been around for, who knows, a couple centuries, but got really popular when Linda wrote about it, interactions and a lot of people having these Dogman sightings on this road, you know, Bray Road in Wisconsin. Sadly, she had passed away November of last year at age 71. So she was on a lot of podcasts, very, very popular in the paranormal encrypted genre. So that was sad to hear. But anyway, yeah, so Dogman, kind of like a wolfman type deal,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but I'd never heard of the Dogman until
he's all bark, no bite.
Oh, you think so, Nate? Oh, okay.
Well, might have something.
I was gonna tell. You know what? We'll have him lead the way down the Bray Road.
That's right.
We're going next week. Hey, here's Nate. He said you're all bark, no bite. Yeah. So it's very popular. A lot of sightings and a lot of terrifying occurrences too. Usually it's not friendly.
No.
You know, I mean, we're not that Bigfoot is, I would say most of the interactions is terrifying and all that, but every once in a while it's not so bad. This one's pretty ferocious. Yeah. So anyway.
It is. Did you know that there's an entire group that tries to search for and gain research on Dogman?
No.
It is called NADP. I don't know. North American Dogman Project. It's a serious thing because I was like, oh, that's not real. It's real. It's a cryptid dogman research. And even welcome to the NADP. The NADP is made, that's probably how they really want you to say it. The NADP is made up of volunteers in many states of the continental U.S. and growing. The majority of our members have backgrounds in the fields of law enforcement, military, and other crypto groups. Those are Nate's group, right? Mm. Most are experienced observers, hunters, and possess good tracking experience and ability, like flashlights, right? NADP members have professional technical knowledge in handling equipment for evidence collection purposes. Pee and poop, is that what they're talking about? Our team is available 24/7, 365, and we welcome anyone who is willing to aid us in the hunt. Here we go, guys. The mission is, the goal of NADP is to gather as much information about the creature phenomenon known as the Dogman. We seek to unite researchers and investigators in one common goal, and that is to organize, network, research, and report.
No, I
they got a lot of good pictures, too. There's an Ohio Dogman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Watch out, Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 1938 in Paris, Michigan, Robert Fortney was attacked by five wild dogs and said that one of the five walked on two legs.
That'd be a little frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bipedal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how many? Five?
Five.
And one out of the five? Walk, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the one.
That's him.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, it's pretty intense. Back to Linda Godfrey, she was quoted as saying, the rumors floated around town for 2 years or so before I heard them. She wrote, a wolfish-looking creature that ran on two legs and had been seen around the Bray Road area, stealing chickens, eating roadkills, and scaring the daylights out of our locals, who sometimes literally ran into it. Can you imagine running into a dog man with your car?
No.
I'd be like, hey, you got insurance? I mean, I'd be exchanging insurance information. But, yeah, so that oh, man. It's got a lot of, there's a lot of states. Yeah, Ohio.
Illinois, Ohio, Michigan are some of the most popular. And there are some.
Among Wisconsin, yeah.
And Wisconsin. There are a lot of pictures and sightings and people trying to figure out. There's one possible dogman digging in a grave at a cemetery in Akron, Ohio. Shows pictures. Now, is it weird that it has just like a bone in the middle of it, like it buried it?
it's
exactly right. I'll just put this right here.
Right.
No, I don't think it's what that's doing, but that's weird. So what's it digging in a cemetery for?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's creepy. And the pictures are creepy of the evidence.
Yeah, no kidding. So we talked about, so it's mainly a Midwestern type cryptid, because like I said, yeah, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin. Here's one that this guy is in Australia, the outback. Now, that is not Midwestern United States. So this guy says, he's a fisherman. I'm going to call him John. He says he wildly claims that he was left petrified for a month after encountering the supposed half-dog, half-human creature on two separate occasions. Not one, but two. He said he was speaking with the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. The Aussie insisted he was followed by what he has branded a dogman and claims he thought he was going to be killed. What had happened was John was fishing from his kayak on Boxing Day last year when he says the first incident happened. He's quoted as saying, I noticed that every time I took a stroke with the paddle of my kayak, whatever this thing was, it was taking a stride to each paddle I was taking. I stopped for a bit. And the sound stopped in the bush too, and I thought it was a bit odd. So I took off paddling again, and sure enough, as soon as I started to paddle, every stroke, this thing would take a step. So whatever it was, this thing was following me. It wasn't a coincidence or anything. It was more of a stalk. So I was freaked out. John took a snap and claims he captured the dogman on camera. There is a couple of pictures on this site. It says the creature, I actually got it in the photo, what I think it is. I've spoken to a few people, and I reckon it's a dog man, he added. He said, after that, I couldn't go back to the area to check it out myself. I was petrified for probably a month after it. Yeah, no kidding. He said, I was walking. Man, I can't read. I was waking up in the middle of the night and seeing the creature in my dreams. Although he was petrified, John once again returned to the bush for another fishing trip and says he heard a bit of a bang, followed by the sound of someone or something running. He goes, and it was running. It was smashing trees out of the way. I don't know if they were breaking or it was hitting them. You couldn't see what the bush was like because it was so thick. John said the dog man then started to roar as he spent 10 minutes trying to escape back to the safety of his car. He said, I've never heard anything like it in my life. It would roar and then it would take a breath in, but then breathe. Then the breath it was taking was actually louder than the roar it was doing. He said the creature just went to another level and it was crazy. That's scary.
That sounds like some kind of a movie, or a video game or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, it's like, wow. Oh.
Yeah. So that was in Australia.
Did you guys come across the truck driver that encountered Dogman in Michigan?
Please share.
Trucker Joe Barger, 59, recently recounted his story on a YouTube interview. Let's see. Even if you don't believe what I'm saying is truthful, it might be something you can draw on in the future in case you ever do have an experience with the dog man. He goes on saying he is a 6-year Army veteran, was transporting a 43,000-pound load of paper from a mill in northern Michigan through the forest on his typical route when he encountered the dog man on an evening in June. He said he had never heard of the cryptid before the incident, which took place within 15-20 seconds at most. I would swear, as a Christian on the Bible, that this is all 100% factual truth, Barger said on the video. Leading up to the encounter, Barger realized while driving, he had an air leak. Wanting to fix it before he got too far into the forest, he stopped to look at it. He found the air leak by the back brake chamber of the trailer. With the materials to fix it, Barger positioned himself underneath the trailer and began to get a bad feeling. I was hearing a vocalization that wasn't natural, Barger said in the video. It wasn't a sound I have ever heard before. I was looking around and I saw something shadowing in the wood line, but there was plenty of light to see. It was nowhere near getting dark yet. I was in bear country, so I perceived that the shadowing to be a black bear at the time. When he realized he could be near a black bear, Barger got back into the truck and checked out the air, which was good to go. It held and took me not even 5 minutes to fix. The woods continued to give Barger a bad feeling, but he thought everything was normal until he started driving again. He checked his driver's side mirror for any traffic on the two-lane road at the bottom of a hill. There was no traffic. As he started going up the hill and looked in his right side mirror, he saw a darker than it should be, or saw it was darker than it should be. There was a wolf head the size of my window, and my windows were down, Barger said. He was trotting along next to me, and I was about 20 to 25 miles per hour at that point. And he was stooping down on two legs, looking down inside of my cabin. I'm at 9 feet tall in my seat. His hands were coming up, scratching my windowsill. On my door handle, I could hear his claws. Time slowed down, Barger continued.
I bet it didn't.
I thought I was in like an alternate reality or something, because a creature like this doesn't exist in a reality I've ever known of. I have heard of Bigfoot, and I know those to be something that is talked about. This is a whole different thing altogether. Bigfoot has nothing on the Dogman, according to Barger. Has a lot of sharp teeth, and the teeth on this thing were like brilliant white, 3-inch long fangs, bottom and top, pure black pointed ears, had yellow eyes with human-like hands probably 14 inches across. It was at least 10 feet tall, and how it was stooping into the cabin. His eyes were darting all over the place and looking at me. How this creature looked was mad and determined to get to me. He was sneering. He wasn't making any noise vocally, but the looks he was giving me and the intelligence in his eyes was telling me, I'm here to get you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There are so many stories. That is creepy, by the way.
Mm-hmm. There are... Wait a minute. You said it had yellow eyes?
Yeah.
So help me. He had yellow eyes. It's Scott Farkas from Christmas Story. That's who it was. Sorry, I just...
That's funny. The couple things there. There are so many stories of this happen. And it happens so quick, and then it's mm-hmm. over so quick.
Yeah.
And they say a lot of the same things. You know, those brilliant white teeth, the way their ears looked, mm-hmm. the fact that it was intelligent, and it wasn't just an animal, and it's bipedal. What the heck, you know? And the other thing is that people just assume that they're going to be ripped to shreds. You know, there was a guy, I listened to many stories, that the couple that really stuck with me is one guy that he said he worked like the second shift. And when he got home from work, he said to get kind of wound down from the day, he would do stuff around the house. And so he was doing some home projects and he was out in the garage. He said he just started and something came up to him. And it was like, he said it wasn't on all fours. It was like doing like this army crawl towards him. And he described it just like mm-hmm. they do so many times with the dog man. And he said it looked at him like, you know, I'm here to mess you up. And he said he was scared to death, but he instinctively just like went after it. And he said it went, but the way that it crawled so like methodically and intelligently, he said it like stood up, darted out, and he said by the time he went after it, it had already gotten like ridiculously far. Like nothing can move that fast, you know, that's human or even animal, like that's you know, that he knew of. And he just said it was gone in an instant, but he said it is like seared in his brain what it looked like. And then he had another instance where and that was where it was at night. He said in the daylight he had an instance where he saw one running. And he was trying to figure out like, this isn't real, you know, but he got a clear picture of it because it was in the daylight. But he said it was running across an area of his property that had a fence. And he said, I could tell that this thing must not have known about the fence because it like ran into the fence and like did this weird acrobatic like bounce off of it. He said it was so strong and yeah. agile and athletic. And he said, it's not like an animal wouldn't do that and it would wince and like, you know, had made a mistake, but it did this like course correction type weird thing. And he said it was just like, what in the world is that thing? When I hear these stories, I think about it as being something that's created by the government or an alien or something like that. You know what I mean? Like intelligent life. Yeah. And it doesn't make any
plausible
sense. And the thing is like if a couple people said, yeah, there's this thing out there, you'd be like, these people are nuts. But there are so many stories about people, outdoorsmen and people, you know, that have hunted and said, I've seen everything. That's one of the things this guy that had these two encounters, he said, I have hunted everything on this planet that I can, and I know what nature looks like and I know what animals look like. This was not your typical animal. Mm-hmm. He said it was not of this earth.
Well, they say that the strength is unbelievable. It has mm-hmm. a lot of times they have like literally muscle. You can see the thighs and
yeah.
muscles.
Yeah.
And then the way they look at them or the way
there's it an looks intelligence at, behind their eyes. Yeah,
yeah. It's not just some crazed animal. It's like, there is something that's like, is it a person that's turned into the, yeah. You know what I mean? Like
he said with that guy that, or the thing that the dog man that came up to him in the garage, he said it felt the way it was army crawling, of course, but he said it felt like military is what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
militaristic. I'm not saying that right. That's not really a word, is it? Like a military.
Militant.
Militant. That's what I'm trying to say. Good Lord. Man, I really struggle with that. Military like, in
metallic?
His in his presence, though, in his demeanor. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like soldier-like. I should have just said soldier-like.
Yeah, soldier. No, but the strength and the speed. They say like a lot of these interactions, like Yeah, they hit him with a car. I think I was trying to say doesn't that. Do anything.
I think I was trying to say materialistic.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's not at all what
and
I meant.
And the thing just, like, as it, they're going, like, I'm going 40, 50, and the thing's right alongside. Like, yeah. It's
well, if you,
only a cheetah goes, like, 70. They're like, this thing's not cheetah. Even, and it's not even, like, trying.
Yeah.
It's,
and if cheetah's on bipedal.
Continue.
That's what I'm saying. It's running on two.
Barger's story, he remembered he had his handgun in the cab, and he fired at it twice. And it rolled down into the weeds on the side of the road. And as he was going down the road, he was like, he wanted to go back and make sure that he got it.
All right.
And so he...
I wouldn't blame him.
Well, because he didn't want anybody else to be in harm's way or whatever.
Yeah, they're so on their own.
He found a spot to turn around.
Take some courage.
And went back. Well, then there's a couple in a Jeep. And they said they're watching two bears fight each other. And so he was concerned for their safety. But where he shot the dog man, it wasn't there anymore.
Nice.
He took off.
It's like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
You need a silver bullet, right?
Because like Bigfoot's got the strength, but then doesn't really have the speed.
And the smell.
Yeah, it's got the smell. But it doesn't have the speed. This thing has strength and speed.
Yeah.
And it's smart. Well, not that a Bigfoot can't be smart, but I'm just saying it's got, this is like, yeah. And you wonder, is it something that was created?
It's got to be.
It got to be.
Lab.
Well,
dimensional portals.
I was sort of just scanning through this. Again, with the Barger's story.
And where was this at?
In Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, where is it at?
Because Michigan has a lot of
He had nightmares for 6 months to a year, on and off.
How could he not?
Let's see. Barger claims the federal government is keeping the existence of the dogman quiet.
Mm-hmm.
After I got better from the nightmares, I had a family member tell me I should get this out to the public. So I talked to one podcaster that is popular in the cryptid space, and I didn't want to be out there publicly, so he took notes and narrated my story about 4 years ago. 3 months later... And this happened in 2017. Barger said he was detained on a scale house, or at a scale house, by state police to wait for federal authorities. When the federal authorities first showed up, they were very intimidating and angry. I didn't know what was going on. They said, "You killed one of our assets. And this is how things are going to go down." Barger knew the only thing he killed in the last year was the creature. This was their property, and they were mad that I killed it. And they were trying to get me to stop talking about it. They probably knew who I was from the narration story.
Asset.
That's creepy.
Yep.
That's an interesting way to describe it.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know.
I think it's into some Stranger Things stuff.
It does. It does make me want to go to Bray Road, though. It was kind of, since we know like an exact road that this thing's seen. I want to. What if? I don't want to take my car. Let's see, Sean's got a car. Nate, you've got the big SUV. Let's take
you. Need one of those Tesla tanks
or truck.
That's right. You got the big truck. I think we'd have a better chance. I think it might throw our cars like it's nothing. At least you have the big truck.
And it's tuned, so it'll take off really fast.
Yeah. My story here. This guy's from Ohio. He says,
Ohio.
People need to be made aware of these things. They are as real as it gets, and they are dangerous. He says, I have always loved nature. Oh, my gosh. My phone is just glitching. Okay. Hold on. Hanan, as Olivia used to say when she was
Hanan.
Hanan. boy, oh, boy. This really is. Okay. I already said that. Says, I love hiking, camping, and fishing. He says, on this occasion, I was by a lake for 15 minutes when all of a sudden, this overwhelming feeling of dread came over me. I switched my headlamp on to turn around to start back up the riverbank, and right behind a big sycamore tree, I saw what looked to be a very large animal kind of kneeling beside it. As I locked my eyes on it, I completely froze. I knew I was definitely seeing something there, but my mind couldn't process it. What I was looking at didn't make any freaking sense. I kept saying to myself, animals aren't supposed to look like that. Right as I'm thinking this, it's as if this thing read my mind, stood up, and made itself perfectly visible. That's another thing that it says. It's so confident. It's not skittish. It's like I'm here.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know the monsters your parents told you weren't real and couldn't hurt you? He said,
BS.
Yeah. He goes, I've heard of the dog man before, but never really took it seriously. These things are perfectly adapted killing machines. The way the arms and legs looked, it looked like it was perfectly adapted to walk on all fours or as well as on two legs. This experience has torn a huge hole in me. And then real quick, here's another one who shared their experience in Georgia. Said he was rafting with friends when he had to answer a call of nature. When he stopped in a clearing, a genetically mixed entity of man, wolf, and primate suddenly stepped out. He added, I spent 21 years in the Army, all over the world, and in three different theaters of war, and I have barely slept at all since seeing this thing, an enormous canine-type creature. He said, I can still taste the fear in my throat and my own vomit. I am 6 foot tall and about 250 solid pounds, and this thing dwarfed me. He was at least 7 foot six and maybe 350 to 400 pounds. As a former college and semi-pro football player and power lifter, I know about big people and about strength and musculature. And this was no normal creature that evolved somehow in that environment. I can promise you this, it is not something that anyone would want to encounter twice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Going off, you saying that they're not skittish or anything.
Yeah. Doesn't seem to be.
I found a little bit more information on the 1938 sighting of one where he got attacked by the dogs.
Yeah.
In 1938, a man was fishing along the Muskegon River when a pack of wild dogs attacked him. He was able to scare most of them away by firing a shotgun into the air. But one seemed not to be unfazed by the firearm and instead stood up on its hind legs and glared at the man.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it's like, I'm your huckleberry. He might take the gun and use it as a toothpick after he eats the guy.
Grabs it and bends it in half.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This thing is just, like the guy that I read, a killing machine. It's just, and it's like confident. It's not skittish. It's strong, fast, smart. Yeah, it's a really cool cryptid that I don't really want to meet, but
never.
Yeah.
They
also said there are encounters, which this isn't surprising. Canada has some. So you figure out, you figure the wilderness they have in the beautiful country, I could see that having dogman encounters, so it is just not the United States. And well, the one I read, that was in Australia.
In that one.
You figure like the outback, that would be,
It'd be a little bit suspect if it was only,
So it's a dog man, not a wallaby. Right?
Yeah.
If it was only localized to America or right. North America. But yeah, since there's other sightings, that's pretty wild. This says, this is an article. It says, dog men from a UFO. The UFO phenomenon seems to really get everywhere. It's associated with Sasquatch sightings, bizarre entities that would otherwise be called demons, and now seemingly the nightmarish dogmen that supposedly haunt the forests of North America. This is an incident that was reported. It was early June of 2016 in southern New York, and three friends, Jamie, Dan, and an unnamed witness, decided to go camping on a mountain. Apparently, they did not know if they were technically allowed to do this, but there are a lot of fire pits in the area, and so they did it anyway. They set up their tent and got the fire going and just sat there having a few beers and complaining about their women. All of a sudden, the woods became completely silent. You couldn't even hear the crickets.
Now, where was this at?
It was in New York.
Oh, New York?
Southern New York.
Oh, wow.
All of a sudden, the woods became completely silent. You couldn't even hear crickets. And it apparently felt like there was a lightning storm because static electricity could be felt in the air. The hairs in the back of their neck stood up. It says, according to Jamie, the air was humming. Immediately after this, there was a deep bass noise and a light flashed up in the distance and illuminated the whole forest. It looked like when a real big firework explodes for the first few seconds, but it lasted for about a minute before it split up into three or four other lights and shot back down into the trees. We could see the lights glowing out in the woods and there was a big gust of wind and it was gone. Everything smelled like it had just rained, but it never did. The witnesses didn't know what to do, but decided it was like it was likely just a meteor, and so went back to talking amongst themselves. About 2 o'clock, they decided to go to sleep. It said, let's see, Jamie slept in a tent, but Dan decided to sleep by the fire. Roughly an hour later, the witnesses woke up, were woken up by Dan shaking them and saying that there was something big watching the camp. The creature was about 50 feet away from the fire, according to Dan, and he apparently thought that it might have been a bear, but it was standing on 2 legs and bobbing backwards and forwards as it was trying to get a better look at him. While Dan was talking to the witnesses about this, all 3 of them heard a loud scream that apparently sounded like a pig being slaughtered, but was deeper and made the witnesses' ears ring. Apparently, 3 or 4 more creatures came running towards the campsite. As the embers from the fire kicked up and landed on the tent, the dogmen kept running up to the tent and then promptly running back into the woods. Every once in a while, one of them would scream again and pull on one of the tent poles, dragging the whole tent a foot or two. By now, the whole tent was collapsing on one side, and the witnesses were screaming as loud as they could. Suddenly, everything went quiet again, and the witnesses ran towards their truck as fast as they could hit the gas. When they were just about to leave, they saw one of the dogmen illuminated in the road by the truck headlights. At this point, the witnesses attempted to gun it and drive the vehicle straight past the creature, but it was straightened up and puffed up its chest. The witnesses estimate that the creature was about 8 foot tall and had dark gray all over its body except for the front, where the hair was white or yellow. The face looked like that of a dog, but not really. Apparently, the witness knows what Bigfoot looks like, and this was different. The dogman didn't even move when the witnesses drove at it, and they had to swerve the truck around it to avoid running it over. They drove back down the mountain and parked the truck in a gas company lot and considered telling the local police, but were discouraged because they didn't know if they were camping somewhere they shouldn't have been. In the morning, after the witnesses had sobered up, they drove back to the campsite to find their property had vanished, including the tent and cooler.
Mm.
That's weird.
That is.
That's a great story.
Wow. That was in New York.
New York.
Wow. Ooh.
So, and it's moving the tent around like, ooh, I could use this.
There's
you can have it.
Right, yeah.
There's another story in 1993. 13-year-old Courtney was sneaking a smoke behind her parents' house. She was looking out over the snow-covered landscape when she saw something glint in the abandoned barn.
Glint.
The glint was caused by something moving in front of the sun shining through the cracking boards of the barn. So super terrifying. She watched the spot for several minutes before the thing turned to her, and she saw that the mystery creature was a dog-like monster, a.k.a. the Dogman.
The Dogman. Man, what a dog. No, seems like it's usually 7 to 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's reported as.
You said one was like 10 feet.
10, yeah, with the trucker.
I think the average, though, usually is, which is big enough. Well, 5 feet would be. If it's athletic, razor claws, sharp teeth, fast, athletic, 5 feet would be scary enough. But when it's 7 to 8 feet tall, it just makes it worse. Here's a deputy sheriff had a interaction with one. He says, there aren't many things in the world that scare me. Put simply, I've been in some crap in my days, but nothing can prepare me for that night, or nothing prepared me for that night. I recall there was a search for a young man sucked into a storm drain, and I parked my cruiser at what I believe was the electric company storage yard. About 5 minutes pass before I hear a snorting, almost sniffing around, sniffing sound coming from the other side of the tracks. I turn my light, and to this day, I wish I had not. Says it had pointed ears and a long muzzle, and it looked me right in the face before it bolted into the timber. It was not a mask, and it was not a person in a costume. Who would walk up on an armed man with a police radio in full uniform and risk getting shot? He said, I remember it was surreal. So final, I guess. I cannot read tonight. So final, I guess. He says, I know what's in the dark now. That's the end of the story. So that's kind of creepy. At least he didn't have any, didn't get chased after him. I mean, I guess it kind of darted, but still.
I just found an awesome website.
What you got?
It's with Google Maps.
dogman.com.
Probably.
but it's Google. But it has every sighting that's been reported, and you can click on the tack, the pin,
or the location,
and it pops up the story for that location.
I wonder if there's any in Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Whoa!
On July 4th,
I ask
2012 at 2 p.m., I saw a dog man cross my path in front of my bicycle.
Oh!
The beast was only 4 feet away from me. The snout was over a foot long. Absolutely ferocious teeth. We have, trying to figure out what they're trying to say here. A little bit of bad grammar or whatnot. Where we have whites in the eyes, it was yellow.
Oh, there they go.
The inner part of the eye was green and very piercing appearance.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what word they're trying to.
So it's really got avocado
say.
Eyes.
Yeah. The animal weight, I would approximately say, was 220 pounds. Well, that's lighter than me.
Yeah, but you don't
it's
have.
It's not a competition, though.
But I don't
it's
have claws. Ferocious teeth.
Yeah, you don't have ferocious teeth and claws in the mall. Yeah. You don't do it. No.
How do you know?
So, Indianapolis, huh?
Yeah. And there's another one in Versailles, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Nice.
Multiple dogman reports in a single small area. Dogman sighting details. I saw two together, both red-eyed, at the Brownings campground in Versailles, Indiana, when I was 14 with a group of friends and family. Now I'm 24, and just a few months ago, two of my cousins seen one also with red eyes, but different in color. The one they saw was gray. The two eyes I had seen were black. Plus, last summer, towards the end of the campground party, in a group, or a group of people claimed to have seen one also. Please help my family run around this place, or what are they trying to say? Please help. My family runs around this place all summer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he does.
So I guess he's asking for help, what it is or whatnot.
That's get a crazy. Taser gun, right? Tranquilizer gun.
I say we take a week off and just look go for the dog him. Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This is hilarious.
Did you say, oh, man?
I said, oh, man.
Oh, dog man.
Oh, dog man. Now, this is funny. This is from Michigan Radio, and it's by stateside staff. It says, who's a good boy? Not the Michigan dog man. That's hilarious.
I did say that.
He was 7 feet tall with glistening eyes or blue or yellow and a terrifying humanoid howl. He looked like a man, but he also had the qualities of a canine-like creature. He was the Michigan Dogman. Rachel Clark with the Michigan History Center walked this article through the legend and sightings of the Michigan Dogman, which date back to the 1800s. The beast had been on the minds of Michiganders for the last 130 years, starting, this was from 2019, by the way, starting in 1887. That's when two lumberjacks saw a creature they described as having a man's body and a dog's head. According to the legend, the Dogman appears to humans in a 10-year cycle that falls on years ending in the number 7. What in the world? So the early reports are usually of men working in the woods who encountered this beast during their times there. And then over the years, it's a lot of times people who are, again, alone, either on an isolated road or the woods, Clark said. Their encounters are very similar, though. They do talk about this beast coming out of the woods. It is very agile. It jumps in front of their car or in front of them, scratches at their houses or their tents or cars. Most of the original reports came from logging camps. In the 1870s, Michigan was a leading white pine lumber producer in the nation. These encounters have been said to scare people to death. One recently called OnStar reporting that Dogman ran out in front of his car, causing it to flip over. Some say the existence of Dogman was proven in what's known as the Gable film. Mike Argusa was a young boy in the 1970s when he supposedly captured a video depicting what appears to be a Dogman running a northern Michigan, to be a Dogman during a northern Michigan vacation. Since the viral video was released, Argusa has admitted it was a hoax. Now, dang it. That hasn't convinced dedicated Dogman believers, though. The legend has also been used as a reference in pop culture. In 1987, a Traverse City radio station recorded a song titled The Legend, recounting the Dogman's historical whereabouts. In late 2011, filmmaker Rich Brower released a film titled Dogman, which I did see about that. I've never seen that, though. Clark says that she will not confirm or deny reports of Dogman, especially since Michigan forests have diverse wildlife, which can cause surprising creatures. For a long time, there were stories of large cats in Michigan that were sort of dismissed, Clark said, and now we have cougar sightings. There's been quite a few in the last few months, so I'm not saying there's a Dogman that's going to show up. However, who knows what's living in the forests of Michigan? Right?
Nate, give us one more if you can, and then I'll end it on this little story. What pick a?
Oh, I like this one's very that. Very long. Let's see.
Oh, it's perfect. Last one, then, right?
I would think Florida would have dog. They got.
I know.
Right,
oh,
you want one in Florida? Let me get there.
Find one in Florida.
He just happens to have one.
I don't know.
One.
They got everything else.
Well, there's a couple.
Yeah, whichever.
This one is down near Fort Myer.
Oh, that's where my family used to live. Mm-hmm. Been there many a time.
Oh, it's another long one.
We actually went
by the dog.
This is a novel. This will take me like half hour to read.
Okay, we don't want that.
let's not do that.
Yeah, let's go back up here to Tallahassee.
Ooh, Seminole country. Georgia place.
And again, Seminoles. It's a novel, but it's a little shorter.
Okay, go ahead. You want to read it, go ahead.
Okay, I'm sharing the story in hopes of someone else having another one. And I then will have this one out in the open. I was traveling Highway 10 from the west coast to the south coast of Florida. I was with my six kids and Whoa. Pulling a trailer with all of our belongings and three dogs in it. I was in a big SUV, and it was around 2 a.m. The kids were all asleep, but my 13-year-old daughter was in the passenger seat to make sure I stayed awake. So after traveling Highway 10 for 3 days, I had decided since we reached Florida, we would cut through the state to save some time. So we got off the Highway 10 on an off-road in hopes of getting gas and making up some time. It was along Route 27. We came to the first little gas station. It was closed. I was nervous because we needed gas. So we continued on. I told my daughter to keep an eye out for deer crossing the two-lane deserted highway, because hitting a deer would kill us all and turn us over due to the trailer we were pulling. We were traveling around 45 miles per hour. I remember this so clearly, like it was yesterday, but it was 3 years ago. We had our brights on because the road was dark and winding. A few houses were on the highway, but not many. As we came around a corner in the headlights on the road, there was a lot of blood, fresh blood. And on the side of the road was this 6 or 7 foot tall creature. It was on its hind legs, hunched over a dead deer, eating it. It did not look up,
deer,
not even when my headlights hit it. It was using its arms like humans, eating the deer. It had a very muscular body, mm-hmm. pointed ears, and a long muzzle. If you ever saw a werewolf, this was it. It had a skinnier lower body, but used its arms and hands just like a human. If it looked up, I would have died. I looked over at my daughter. We were both seeing the same thing at the same time. Tears came to my eyes instantly, and at the same time, we both said, "Whoa." Arm just.
We both said, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
Whoa! Hey,
hey, yo!
My arm just hit my little keyboard here. Now I can't control to read the rest.
Glitch.
Hold on here. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Find where I'm at. I sped up because I was scared it would run and jump on the trailer and kill my dogs. As we got about a mile away, my heart was beating so hard. My daughter and I were so freaked out. It was a werewolf. I have never been a believer in werewolves. I don't watch any werewolf movies or have any reason to make this up. And as a matter of fact, until today, I have only told a handful of people about this. There is a werewolf in Florida. Not sure of the exact town or road, but I wish I did know so I could find out if we were the only ones to have seen this thing. I will live my life wondering. It was between Alabama to Florida along the panhandle. I will never forget this night.
That's so scary. The thing that gets to me is the emotion behind all that. And the fact that it was, people would say that it would literally scare them to death. And he said if it would have looked at him, he would have been dead. You know, like that's telling, or that it brought tears to his eyes. What's the point of telling it if you're just making it up? I know people make stuff up all the time, but
I think they made it up.
definitely the daughter made it up. But
no, that's
wild stuff.
That is wild. Here we'll end it on this one. Dog man in Scotland.
Scotland, see?
Scotland.
Over the seas, far away.
This guy, this is on Reddit. I thought, I was trying to look at the handle or whatever the person's name. It said r/dogman, so I don't know if that's the person's handle. Anyway, I was just kind of looking at it. Okay, so dogman of Scotland. My uncle used to live in quite a remote part of Scotland. He's not the sort of person to A, make up stories, or B, scare easily. I don't have a lot of detail about it at all, and I can't ask him, so this is the best I can do. He was driving along a deserted country road after dark in autumn/winter. While he was driving, he suddenly saw a huge black dog-looking thing that didn't look natural at all by the side of the road. We don't have wolves in this country, and it wasn't a normal dog. This thing was big. Could it possibly be a dog man? So they're asking. So
I say yes.
I kind of looked because I'm like, okay. So this guy replies, he goes, there have been several reports of dogman encounters in Scotland. He said there was a quite recent one on Dogman Encounters Radio on YouTube, scared the heck out of the witnesses. And another one said, I would love to know how big, how long ago did it happen? Did he say he felt dread? There's that dread word again. Was it standing on two legs or on all fours? So there are no wolves in Scotland. I didn't know that. It is very interesting. Such a beautiful country. So could there be dog men in Scotland?
That was
kind of interesting.
I say yes.
Might as well. You know, Australia, yeah. United States, Canada,
Great
Scotland.
Scott. Yeah.
No, it's dog man, not Great Scott.
Oh, okay, sir.
No. So what do you think about dog man, Nate? You
government cover up.
I know. I never want to encounter one.
If they're real, no, I don't either. I think I'd rather do a Bigfoot, maybe. I'm not saying they can't tear your arms off. But
might be able to
maybe outrun it. I mean, at least if you get in your car, because this thing, Dogman chases
you. You need to ask Betsy Kolakowski. She would.
I think a Bigfoot, you might be able to, converse and deter it from ripping your arms off or something like that.
Maybe.
<think so?
laughs> I don't know about that.
Well, I just think
whereas
rationalize with him, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Whereas
a dog man doesn't really care what you're saying.
I think your chances are pretty poor.
Just wants
way,
to get to you.
It's pretty much. Well, but what scares me is if you make it to your vehicle, you're still not safe. If it wants to chase you, it's gonna keep up with you. Yeah. Or a Bigfoot, I think you can get away from it. It's not, you know. What do you think, Sean? What's your...
I think it's the government. I think it's...
Are you really being serious?
No, I'm being serious. Okay. I think it's a cover-up. That or potentially interdimensional. You know, I know I like to go that way. But, I mean, if it's anything like Bigfoot, that's what I think it is. Like, I think it's something that either travels, between dimensions, or that it is something that has been, the DNA or, mixing with humans and animals and things gone awry and then just... put out there for either fun or research or accident. I don't know. But, yeah, I think something's weird. And I mean, they say that people go missing and all this kind of stuff. It could be that. I don't know.
What if it's the makings of a
horror movie?
Bigfoot, Dogman, Rumblemania.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Cryptopalooza.
Cryptopalooza.
I don't know.
Cryptomania.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
I think there's a good chance it could be
Cryptid Royal Rumble.
The government, some experiment. I don't think. Not that you. I'm saying you could be right, but I don't think it's interdimensional.
No, you don't think so.
No, I actually.
I find
think
an interesting truck driver's account with the federal agents and calling it an asset. And
that's really weird.
Yeah, they were not happy.
Very suspect.
I'm leaning towards there could be something out there. Part of it is not.
I would love to know, and then part of me doesn't really want to know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Well, I was going
to. I do not want to meet it either.
Yeah. One in Indianapolis, huh?
That's all right. Yeah. You're like, I wonder if there's in Indiana. Oh, yeah. There's a whole slew.
Yeah.
It's just one.
I mean, Versailles, or didn't you say? Or
three.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's a Versailles, Fort Wayne, and one in Indiana.
I think that's a slew. The slew is three or more.
About 10, maybe 7, 8 years ago, when I was, one of my clients is a dental office in Brownsburg. I'm done, so I'm taking the trash out, and I'm walking to the dumpster, which is probably 40 yards from the building, and this is 11 o'clock at night, summertime, so it's dark, but it's beautiful. And I'm like, you know how you see the eyes, the glow, and I'm like, is that a dog? I'm like, that's a big dog. no dog. Oh, coyote. It was a coyote.
Coyote, yeah. Mm.
About 20, or I'd say about 30 or 40 feet. So I'm walking 40 yards to the dumpster, and this thing's about 30 feet from the dumpster. And it, you know, it's laying there. I'm like, you stay right there.
Yeah.
Feet, you know, and it's looking at me like, you stay right there.
Yeah,
you know, it's
right,
probably
yeah.
saying the same. But I'm thinking, looking back, going, I'm glad it didn't stand up on, on its two.
Yeah.
On its two right, leg. Yeah. Oh, boy. Dog hey, man.
Hello, Todd. I'm going to eat you right now.
It literally just kind of.
Welcome to your nightmare, Todd. I'm going
like,
to eat you now.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. It did kind of creep me out. But
oh, I bet.
He didn't do anything. But I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm glad I don't have a dog man story. Like, at least he could have helped me get, you know,
that's right.
earlier. But anyway, I thought the creepies would like the dog man.
Oh,
I'm surprised we took us this long to talk about it.
Yeah.
Better late than ever.
Like a lot of the Dogman. Dogman's cool, but I don't want to see him. So, coming off of that, Sean.
You going to guess?
Oh, I'm going to guess. Middle-aged dark side.
I think it's more of a dark side. It's kind of both.
Oh, no, there's no going to be both.
No, it's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's for fun. You're
it's a hybrid.
It is a hybrid, really. It really is.
All right.
This is Nazareth.
Whoa. Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Hair of the dog.
Whoa.
You're going to love it. I love this. And I'm going to take great care with this, too, by the way. Heartbreaker, soul shaker, I've been told about you. Steamroller, midnight shoulder. What they've been saying must be true. Red hot mama, velvet charmer, time's come to pay your dues. Now you're messing with I'm going to say it the way my grandmother always said it, son of a bee. Now you're messing with a son of a bee. Now you're messing with a son of a bee. You only say that four times, right? Talking jivey. Poison ivy, you ain't gonna cling to me. It's hard not to sing it. Man talker or taker, born faker. I ain't so blind I can't see. Red hot mama, velvet charmer. Time's come to pay your dues. Now you're messing with a son of a Mitch. Now you're messing with a son of a Mitch. That's just not quite the same, is it right now?
No.
Now you're messing with a son of a glitch. No. Glitch? No. Now you're messing with a son of a bitch, right? I'll do the last one as a real thing. So, yep, that's about all. But I thought that would be a fun way to end our talk about dog man.
Show, Nate, or Sean.
bleep that out.
It's good.
I said blitch.
I'm going to let it slide. Let's don't get too.
We could go back and try that again.
No, that's all right.
That's a good song, though.
Yeah, it is kind of a hybrid. I don't know what.
I know. I can't really.
My streak continues because it's really not.
I would call it a dark side, but it was, it was an attempt at a little bit of humor there with the dog.
Hear
the dog.
We'll call it a middle-aged.
Something.
Medium? No. I don't know. Neutral side? I don't know. That was
I liked hybrid.
Nazareth, wow.
Oh, yeah. I dug deep for that one.
You did.
Love her.
Exactly right. I love that album.
You want to thank the cover. That would be the same band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding.
I could do that one now. Is that what you want me to do? Switch. Change gears.
Well, thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Excellent. Excellent. What do you got next? Oh, you got the second announcement.
I do. Second part of the announcements, you can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a 5-star rating and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about the podcast. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorships. Man, the talking is hard tonight. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals and businesses. It's another way for you to support us. Get your name mentioned and or business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Thank you.
I have a feeling I know which way the that's a wrap's going to go.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, I know. I just know.
Nate.
I guess. Yes,
share with
I
us.
I got to guess.
Share.
Okay. Not the singer.
If I could turn back time. Whoa, yeah. I just got a mental picture.
Well, what's up, dog? Man, that's a wrap.
Oh, that was a lot cleaner than I thought it was going to be.
Well, after Sean's debacle over there.
I did.
That was good.
Off the rails.
Merry Christmas to us.
Yeah.
That's good. You're pretty proud. Look at he's PPP.
That's a good one.
He's PPP. He's peacocking.
I was working on that the past 15 minutes, and that finally popped in my head like a minute ago.
That's good. Yeah, not peeing, but you're peacocking. That's what
I was going to say. Ironically, I've been waiting for the last 15 minutes not to pee my pants. So what I got to do.
You know what? Your
this.
Eyes are turning yellow. I said either Sean's got to pee or he's a dog man.
Mm-hmm.
I can stand up out of this chair. I can't.
Thank you, Nate, for that excellent That's a Wrap. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 146 and our creepy discussion on the ferocious dog man. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.